The inner experience of light The outer experience of light is immediate inspiration. The inner experience of light is eternal aspiration. With inspiration, we run towards the farthest beyond. With inspiration, we fly into the highest heights. With inspiration, we dive into the deepest depth. With aspiration, we become the goal of the ever transcending beyond. The outer experience of light is the transformation of the binding desires into the liberating freedom. The inner experience of light is the transformation of Earth's fate into God's face. The outer experience of light is necessary in order to build the palace of transcendental truth on earth. The inner experience of light is essential in order to watch and enjoy the cosmic dance of reality, divinity, and immortality. Reality is the dreamer in us. Divinity is the lover in us. And immortality is the fulfiller in us. The dreamer dreams and acts. The lover loves and becomes. A fulfiller fulfills and transcends. The inner experience of light. In our spiritual existence, we have quite a few seekers. These seekers cry for the inner experience of light. But among the seekers, there are two seekers who are quite prominent, that is to say, who are really trying to have the experience, the inner experience of light. These two seekers, these two members of our inner existence, are the mind and the heart. The searching mind and the aspiring heart. The searching mind and the aspiring heart come together to the transcendental light, to the light supreme, and says, O light of the supreme, save us, illumine us. We are far apart. We want to live together where the mind and the heart. We want to live together. We want to be inseparable. Light answers. It is quite easy. I shall fulfill your needs. I wish to ask you, each of you, one thing. Mind, tell me, what is your best quality? The mind hesitates and says, do I have any good quality? You want me to tell you my best quality? Do you have any good quality? My best quality is my stupidity. Light consoles and says, oh no, your best quality is your sense of boundless vastness. Your sense of boundless vastness is your best quality. Now, light asks the heart, what is your best quality? Heart says, best quality? If I have to tell you what my best quality is, then my insecurity I feel as my best quality. Always I feel I am insecure, so my insecurity is my best quality. Light consoles the heart and says, no, your best quality is your universal oneness. Your universal oneness, O heart, is your best quality. Your light says to the mind, mind, have you any idea how far you are from your goal? The mind says, I have no idea at all, but I feel that I am far, farther than the furthest from my goal. Light says, O mind, your furthest goal you can bring right into you, into your searching mind. If you once can make yourself feel that your very existence on earth is for the supreme reality and for the absolute truth, light now speaks to the heart. Heart, how far are you from your goal? Heart says, I feel my goal is very near, right in front of me. Tell us, I don't see my goal, to my utter astonishment and sorrow. I do not see my goal. If I do not see my goal face to face, I feel that my feeling has no conviction. How I wish to see my goal right in front of me. First I want to see the goal in front of me, and then I want to grow into my goal. Light says to the heart, heart, you can see your goal right in front of you. You can grow into your goal immediately if you know how to discover the truth, if you know what you have to do. You have just to feel that you exist here. You are of the eternal truth. Your existence on earth has come right from the eternal existence of the Supreme, and you are part and parcel of the Supreme. O heart, when you have discovered that truth, that you are of the Supreme, then you are bound to see your goal right in front of you. Now the mind says to light, O light, please tell me if I have done anything wrong in order to displease you. Is there anything I have done that has displeased you? Heart says, yes, you have displeased me. You misuse time. When you misuse time foolishly, you displease me deeply. How can I stop misusing time? The heart says, you can stop misusing time if you believe in my illumination, that I need your assistance, I need your service considerably, undeservedly, for my full manifestation on earth. If you believe in my illumination that I need badly your assistance, your help, your service for my full manifestation on earth, then you will stop misusing time. The heart asks, light, oh light, is there anything I have done that has displeased you? Yes, you have done something. You have displeased me. You have wasted time. You are wasting time mercilessly. You are wasting time mercilessly. That's why I am displeased with you. You can stop wasting your time if you believe in my illumination that I need your service. I need your dedicated service, soulful service for my immediate and permanent manifestation on earth. O mind, O heart, if you listen to me, if you fulfill my needs, then both of you can stay together permanently, inseparably. The mind says to light, O light, I give you my word of honor, I shall serve you, I shall fulfill your manifestation. The heart says, light, light, I shall serve you undeservedly and unconditionally for your immediate and permanent manifestation on earth. When you have the inner experience of light, we realize that the finite can embody the infinite, the finite can reveal the infinite, and at the same time, the infinite can manifest its infinity, eternity and immortality in and through the finite. When you have the inner experience of light, we feel the constant necessity of knowing whether we are working for God, whether we are taking all the time God's side, or God is taking our side. After you have had the inner experience of light, we always want to take God's side, and we do not allow God take our side. This experience is the experience that transcends all experiences. A seeker of the highest order, a yogi of the highest order, spiritual master of the highest order, may at times ask the Supreme to take his side. But when one has had the full experience, inner experience of the infinite light, one always takes the side of the Supreme. In the ordinary life, there are many people who think and feel that there is no happiness on earth. So best thing is to live without happiness. But spiritual master does not see eye to eye with them. He asks them to have only once the inner experience of light. If one has the inner experience of light, then life is all happiness. Every day is happiness. Every hour is happiness. Every minute is happiness. Every second is happiness. There are people who think there is no fulfilling love on earth. There is only love, one kind of love that binds, that chains and shackles, chains our hands and shackles our feet. But the spiritual master tells them, and no, there is a love, divine love, real love. And you can have that divine love, the love that liberates, the love that perfects human imperfection, the love that fulfills. You can have, if you have an iota, the inner experience of light. The inner experience of light tells us that human life is a constant, unfulfilling want. The divine life is a constant, fulfilling and fulfilled achievement. Before have the inner experience of light, we try to live on earth, we hope to live on earth, but once we have had the inner experience of light, we actually live on earth. We live in the heart of the eternal time and on the lap of immortality. From delight you all have come into existence, in delight you grow. At the end of our journey's close, we retire into delight.